Fields began her career early in Brooklyn, New York, performing on local radio stations and in laundry soap commercials. By 7 years of age, she was singing at ladies' luncheons and at community parties, on the radio, and in a short film. Silge's opera career took off in 1947 with the Philadelphia Civic Opera. By 1955, she joined the New York City Opera, singing almost 90 roles and establishing an international reputation. As her operatic success mounted, Beverly Sills accomplished the seemingly impossible, demystifying the world of opera for average Americans. She became a familiar face on popular television shows like The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson and the international television puppet show The Muppets. Sills' sense of humor fit into primetime television as easily as her vibrato fit on the stage. Brian Kello is a reporter with Opera News, a monthly New York-based opera magazine. He explains why Beverly Sills became America's beloved diva.
She gave the appearance of being an average, warm, funny, gregarious lady from Brooklyn. I think that it helped the general public see that opera singers weren't necessarily completely a breed apart.
Sills's passion for the arts never faded, even after her retirement from the stage in 1980. She became one of the most influential and successful leaders in the arts world, serving as the head of New York's biggest arts complex, the Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts, and later the Metropolitan Opera.
She was a champion fundraiser. She was such an impassioned advocate for her own company. And, of course, she had a great performing background to back it up. And people wanted to help her. People wanted to give her the money that she asked for.
Sills donated generous amounts of time, money, and compassion to charitable causes outside of the arts as well. As the mother of two children afflicted with serious birth defects, she became a public voice for children's charities. Few artists have bridged opera and the Muppets with elegance and charm.
Time has come for me to leave you. It's a moment.
Beverly Sills is remembered as a woman who brightened the faces of children in their living rooms, music lovers in majestic opera houses, and millions of ordinary Americans. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.